You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Thing about Europe is
what?
It's a little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer at McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
What do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right. You know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise. I seen them do it, man. They fucking drown them in that shit.
See, everybody wants us, but by shitting all over us, they try and bring our price down. They want to negotiate using hostility and rudeness. Well, they picked the wrong guy.
Who the hell picked out that shirt for you?
My wife picked it out.
Then you married poorly.
In fact, what I think I'm seeing is the human equivalent of a flaccid penis.
Flaccid. It's actually pronounced flaccid. Not a lot of people know that.
I am sensing a general lack of vision. Your muffins smell like shit. So do your ideas. One of you is the least attractive person I've ever seen. I'm not gonna say who. Should we leave, or should you?
What's funny?
It's just that painting behind you. It is awful. Looks like Harlequin Kama Sutra done poorly. Okay, well, thank you for meeting with us. We have a bunch of these things to go to, hopefully with more tasteful artwork. And your logo looks like a sideways vagina. I find that to be racist. Ba-bam!
All right, let's go to the callers. Mike on KSFO, line one, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Savage, I just wanted to start off by saying our ancestors were neighbors in Vienna, and I'm just glad I find myself your neighbor rather than that Tony character and his ilk.
What? Rather than, wait, which character?
Oh, you know, that Tony schmuck over in New York.
You're losing me. Tony who?
I forget his name, too.
Robert De Niro, you mean?
No, that Anthony, whatever his name is.
All right, anyway, so what's your main point?
My main point is important things. I want to talk about sandwiches. What's your favorite sandwich?
Look, I'm not going to do this right now. Come on, you called to make a point. You went through a call screener. You must have something important to say.
Well, sandwiches are important in this case. So this was about Vienna and ancestors and everything else. So I used to always make a joke and say, my favorite sandwich is a pizza. Then I went on a trip there looking for my ancestors and discovered, you know, after I got tired of eating kebab all day in Vienna, discovered, hey, they have open-faced sandwiches. And that's really gone out of style, but it seems to be coming back. You know, nothing hiding under the surface.
Am I imagining this phone call, or is this real? I have no idea why you're on the national radio show, nor what you're saying. Honest to God, I don't. I'm not trying to be rude. Can you please help me understand what you're talking about?
I'm talking about sandwiches and the way you have open-faced sandwiches where everything...
Well, in America, we have in-your-face sandwiches. I understand it, and I thank you very much for the call. Clint, please. We'll just say forget about it, okay? Let's just see. Let's see what's on michaelsavage.com to get back into the swing of reality here.
Matt, if I was excited about going to see something that was in town, what are the likelihoods that you could guess what it would be?
I don't know, Fish probably.
Right. So yeah. Gordon, Mike Gordon, the bass player for Fish, his solo band was in town, and they were playing over at the House of Blues. And I ran into some people that I know but don't know but have met before. They had apparently purchased or whatever to go through and have him, I guess he was signing records or something after the show, like a little meet and greet. And I just kind of stood there talking to Wombat Maddie as we made our way closer to Mike Gordon. And he, of course, wrote the song Big Black Furry Creatures from Mars. And I didn't have anything for him to sign. That's not really my bit. But I just said, hey, Mike, I just wanted to tell you I was glad that we got a chance to meet a year ago. And he's a sweet guy and was just looking at me like, yeah. And I told him because of his writing of that song that I had a question to ask him.
And I just was wondering, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Sasquatch is real.
That's it. Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
How about that giggle from Wombat Maddie behind me as he is probably, the walls are melting close behind him. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
I like it.
It's amazing how much old audio I have. Crazy. I should do this right now because I had been saving it.
Previously on OK Talk.
I don't know. I'll call another time when I got it.
You want to talk about Bigfoot?
What's that?
You want to talk about Bigfoot?
No. my thoughts on Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You mean Sasquatch?
Sir, I have no thoughts on Bigfoot.
He looked like he was part bear and part gorilla and part monkey, but then he had a big eyes like a man. But that's how he just had three big toes, and he had three big toes on his foot. But guess how tall he was?
How tall?
Guess how tall? That's how he was about 40 feet tall. And his arm was long as a limb on the tree. He reached out and grabbed me. See, I had a box of strawberries. And that's how you find the Bigfoot creature. You go out in the forest with a box of strawberries. They'll find you.
This ain't got nothing to do with Bigfoot. Bigfoot's only one person.
Hey, do you think that Chewbacca was a Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah. Of course he was. Well, I don't know who Bigfoot is. That's a fictitious entity. That's like Star Wars or Spock or something like that on the radio and TV.
Oh.
But there's this other thing that they call a chupacabra. It's some kind of flying thing that can fly 60 miles an hour and pick up a cow. Now, I think what happened there, I think one of these space guys came down to Earth and one of their pets got away. It makes sense to me.
And I heard they come out from a quasar, from a star being that blew up out there. Somebody escaped from a world that got destroyed out there, and then he hiked on the ground in the earth. You hear about that?
I just heard you say it.
What's your name?
William.
William, don't call me Bud. I said Spaceman.
Yeah, I know. I just said, okay, Spaceman.
But don't call me Bud, because I'm not drinking Budweiser now. I was drinking Budweiser back then. Hey, I don't drink Budweiser no more. Hey, okay, thank you, William.
Okay, brother.
Bye.
Thanks, Spaceman.
William.
Spaceman. William. Spaceman.
Woo! Yeah.
now, it's time for another episode of What Are Your Thoughts on Bigfoot?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
My name is Sher Boparai. I'm from India. My name is Sher. Sher Singh Boparai.
Sher?
Sher. Yeah, Sher is called lion in, you know, in Indian language it's called lion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The white lion.
White lion. I know Sher is a girl's name in English, but in Punjabi, you know, in my, you know.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
From Concord.
Oh, wow. What do you do in Concord?
And I know I have a liquor store.
Nice. What's your favorite kind of liquor?
I like Jack Daniel.
I like Jack Daniel, too. Jack Daniels, if you please. Brings me to my knees.
Yeah, I love Jack Daniel. I drink every night. Do you?
Not every night. I can't keep up with you, Cher, but I try.
All right, thank you.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question real quick. You're in California. What are your thoughts on Bigfoot? What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
I have never seen one, but I feel like, yes, they exist.
You do? What makes you say that?
Because in India, in Himalayas, we feel like they're... See, in Indian mythology, there are a lot of stories that where we have, like, giants, you know, big people.
Yeah.
And we have those stories. Actually, in Hinduism, they have a very, you know, one of their holy book, it's called Mahabharata. They think that there was a world war in like 25,000 years ago, and in that book they describe people like a big people like 9-10 feet, you know, tall.
Yeah,
they're very big type of family in California. We are big farmers, not like. So I have a feeling, yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
that some people don't know about that. We're six people who tie turban, you know?
666?
Yeah. Very big community here in, you know, California. I love America, but I've been listening from long time. Since actually I came to America. I came to America in 92.
Well, hey, Cher, I appreciate it. And hey, man, if you see Sasquatch, give us a call.
True.
Well, hey, brother, we'll call you back, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, go Bigfoot.
The thing was standing at the crest of this hill, or down into this valley. I could see eyes, which I always say, size of a mayonnaise jar cover, red.
Radio.
What is this?
Radio.
Is this Nathan?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hey. What's the possibility of talking on the air?
Well, there's not a very good possibility of it tonight because the program that you're listening to was recorded.
Is recorded, right?
Right. And
yeah.
Hey,
God showed me that. Yeah, you tell him that I called and I didn't know that it was live, but... I'm a procrastinator because I had thought a couple months ago when I started watching him, he was complaining about different things and different networks and how they don't accept him and everything. And I prayed for him. You tell him that I've been praying. A man named Jim. I'm 70 years old, and I'm from his territory in Brooklyn, and I'm backing him up in prayer. Okay.
Hey, I really appreciate it. You want to participate in our off-the-air poll?
What's that? How's that go?
Basically, today we're just asking people what are their thoughts on Bigfoot.
Oh, I don't know that. I hear the advertisement and everything, and I'm a God-fearing man. That's the devil. I don't know. I just feel something that's right with that. I know the Bible and different things that I've learned through experience as a Christian, and I just feel that it's, it's all going to be in tune with the end days when the Antichrist and they're going to do away with money. I feel that's the start of it. Just like how they were implanting things in animals, a little you know, chips and stuff like that. It's all little by little coming in. The devil's coming in. There's the devil and God, and, you know, I'm a procrastinator, like I said, because I thought about calling in then, but he's the enemy, you know, and that's it.
I hear you, man.
Okay. What's your name?
I'm Clint.
Cliff, yeah, that's definite.
No doubt, no doubt.
Because when I learned as a Christian, when you get rough roads and people attacking and this and lies, people lying, accusations, so the devil don't like to deal with God once. Okay, I'll see you, Cliff.
Merry Christmas. Radio.
Yeah, I don't really have. Well, the subject I have is I have an idea that I would like to share with the world.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I'm a retired soldier, so I still think like a soldier. A minefield that parallels the southern border of the United States. Now, before any Democrat or liberal hearing that as an immediate case of projectile diarrhea, I'm not talking about a landmine charged with high explosive and lethal shrapnel. I'm talking about a chemical landmine.
Did you use the term projectile diarrhea?
Yeah. Liberals and Democrats will shit when they hear the idea.
Whoa. I got a question for you, though.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
By what?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Well, there are people who believe in it. I would have to see it myself, but no, I don't. It's possible, I suppose, but I don't really spout the idea.
You don't know anyone that's had any sightings?
Only on television shows.
What television shows have you watched?
There was something on one of the cable channels a couple of years ago. I watched with my brother out in California. Now, anyway, my idea is the benefits are it's non-lethal to humans, it's non-lethal to livestock, and it's non-lethal to wildlife.
It's just lethal to Democrats?
What's that? No. It just gives, you know, they hear the idea landmine, and they automatically shit their pants.
What does this have to do with Bigfoot, though?
I didn't say anything about Bigfoot. I'm sorry, I didn't put my teeth in.
Oh, I thought you were the one that brought Bigfoot up.
Oh, no, just an idea that I'd like to share with the world.
Oh, and how are you going to do that?
Well, like, if you put it out on the radio, maybe some government official will hear it and think, you know, it's not a bad idea. Let's evaluate the idea.
Okay, and what's your name?
Rusty.
Rusty? And where are you calling from, Rusty?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they have a lot of big feet out there.
No. I got it, too.
What do they got in Arizona that's weird?
A lot of illegals. Illegal aliens. That's not a PC term. Undocumented immigrants.
Mexicans?
I said weird. Mostly.
Wetbacks?
Well, yeah, that's definitely a non-PC term. People glare at you when you use that word.
Democrats shit themselves when you use that term.
Yeah.
What about,
I'm getting all huffy.
Aren't there like a lot of Indians and stuff out there?
Yeah.
Do they have dots or feathers?
Feathers.
Hmm.
Well, you're getting me all politically incorrect.
So, but where would you put these mines?
Parallel to the border.
Oh, you are trying to stop the Mexicans, is what you're saying.
Yeah, mostly.
So they'd be crossing the border, and then as they cross the border, they'd step on a landmine, and it'd like shoot like fuchsia paint all over them that they couldn't get off?
More like blue. So it looked like a blue man group in Las Vegas.
What if then they stop the guys that do the blue man group? So if you shot them with fuchsia, there's no fuchsia man group.
The blue man group would be easy enough to identify.
I don't know. What if Mexicans started dressing up as the blue man group because they knew?
Would they go to that much trouble?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just thinking out loud, man. You know,
an illegal, the ability to immediately blend into a Hispanic neighborhood. I mean,
I think blue is a commonly used color, though, in the Hispanic community.
They can guess it up with motion detectors or just a simple safety pin and a tripwire.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a CO2 cartridge to disperse the dye.
Yeah.
They can add a fluorescing agent if they want to use black light searchlights on the helicopters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you see somebody glowing as they walk through the desert, you're pretty much going to know it's not a regular person.
Yeah, if I see anybody walking through the desert, I'm going to think that that peyote's kicking in. But, you know, what's really interesting, I do think that this is a way that we can figure out if Bigfoot is real or not. Because, like, if I saw a big hairy guy, but he also had blue all over him, I'd be like, hey. Rusty?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
What are you doing, Rusty?
I'm sitting on my front porch drinking coffee and a trash truck just went by.
You got any whiskey in that coffee?
No, just coffee.
Hmm. What time do we start drinking whiskey today?
I don't know. Oh, no, it's too early in the day for that.
Yeah?
I'd like to know what I did yesterday.
Right. Right. Well, okay, man. Well, I will pass that along and we'll see if we can get that on the old air time. Okay, bud?
Okay, thank you.
All right, brother. The fuck?
They let out that big old bellow, and I'm just, I mean, you can feel it in your face and your chest. I've never in my life heard anything so deep toned.
Radio.
Communism wouldn't be so bad, but the problem makes it bad is greed. Greed of people.
All right, what's your name?
Fred.
Fred, where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. You may enjoy our secret off-the-air poll today.
What's that now?
You're from West Virginia. You may like our secret off-the-air poll today.
Okay.
The poll question is, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
What are my thoughts on what?
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
On Bigfoot? You're saying Bigfoot?
Yes, sir.
I hardly ever think about Bigfoot. I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know anybody out there in West Virginia that's had any sightings?
Oh, there might be, but I don't know. I'm a businessman. I stay in the cities primarily.
I'm looking as something that don't exist, and yet there it is right in front of me. It's either a Bigfoot or Sasquatch, whatever you want to call it. I know what I saw.
So good, it's scary.
The topic for today is, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
On what?
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Bigfoot?
Yeah, you know. Like Sasquatch or whatever.
I don't care for that.
Like, you don't care for it as in you wouldn't feed it if it was around your house, or?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not into that.
Well, I mean, do you believe it could be a creature possibly alien-related, or, like, maybe just a monkey species?
I don't think there's any such thing.
What about ghosts?
Yeah, I'm not into that either.
Anything supernatural? Do you believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do, very much.
Well, that's supernatural.
That's massive.
Do you know that Mormons believe that Bigfoot is Cain from the Bible, is in Cain and Abel?
Is this, I mean, broadcast?
Is it his broadcast? What do you mean?
Dr. Savage's broadcast?
Oh, no, this is the Gay Dan Savage Show.
Oh, never mind.
I'm sorry. Did you want to leave Dan a message?
No.
You know who Dan Savage is, right? He's a sodomite, you know? Should he get AIDS and die is basically what we're asking. Radio.
Hi, this is Tim from Moorpark, California. I want to say two things. Number one, is Satan put a delay on my phone so I don't know when I'm supposed to come on? Number two, Tim Callum Carrion for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House. Best major candidate. T-I-M space K-A-L-E-M-K-A-R-I-A-N.
Are you that person?
I am. I'm Tim Kalemkarian, the best major candidate for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House.
You are fake news.
T-I-M space K-A-L-E-M-K-A-R-I-A-N.
What's your phone number, Tim?
My phone number? Why do you want to know my phone number?
In case we drop you so I can get back in touch with you.
If you drop me, I'll just call you back.
Well, I'm just saying, man, if you really want to run for president, just give me your phone number. It's not going to go further than this piece of paper in front of me, I promise.
Okay, 805-7.
Like 7.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the first part that you said about Satan?
Did Satan put a delay on my phone, so I don't know when I'm supposed to come on? Because for some reason, whenever I call up radio stations, the phone doesn't line up with the time is screwed up, and I don't know when I'm supposed to come on.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with the Dark Lord or Satan. That's
or maybe it's the government. I don't know.
No, radio stations put a delay on stuff.
If somebody else besides the radio station is putting a delay on my phone.
No, it's on everybody's phone. It's just you're not supposed to listen to the radio and be on the phone at the same time.
Well, for some reason, I don't know when I'm supposed to come on. I'm listening to the phone without the radio on.
Okay, but do you understand why there is a delay?
I am saying there's two delays.
Two delays?
Two delays. One from the radio station and another one from the phone.
Hey, you're in California?
Yes.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I don't know anything about Bigfoot.
You live in California, though, right?
Yes.
You're familiar with the creature commonly referred to as Bigfoot, right?
Yes.
Do you know anybody out there that's had any sightings?
My wife knows a Bigfoot hunter.
What's his name?
It's a lady, but I don't know her name.
Really?
Really.
Has she shot one?
I don't know.
That's fascinating. Do you think that there's a possibility that they could exist?
It's possible that they're actually demons pretending to be Bigfoots.
Demons, you think?
Well, it's possible.
Yeah, there's a lot of reports of red eyes.
It's possible that aliens and Bigfoots are actually demons.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, man. I mean, do you think the government is Satan?
I think a lot of people that are working in the government worship Satan.
Yeah, I do too. John Podesta, right?
I think Obama is the Antichrist.
Oh, really? Really?
Really.
Wow. Do you have any proof to back that up?
Well, I believe that... is Obama here? I'll just say it as a question. Is Obama an Islamist, a communist, and the Antichrist? And is he going to rule the world run by Islamists?
You mean in the future?
Yeah, and like a one-world government run by Islamists, they're going to kill everyone except for Islamists, and is Obama going to be the ruler?
Do you
the Antichrist?
Don't you think that if that was going to be the case, that he would have done something like that when he was in the White House for 8 years?
Okay, here's another question: is Obama attacking Trump using communists in the government?
Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean it's a possibility, I guess.
In other words, if Obama is the Antichrist, just because Trump is there now, maybe Trump will be, he's going to get rid of Trump and take back over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Hang on just a sec. Don't go anywhere, Tim.
A lot louder. It's impossible. We can't do it as humans.
Me and sip me and dip me like a motherfucking Oreo cookie, smooth white cream smashed between two black nookies. Quit acting like a motherfucking rookie. Slide that candy in your mouth, bitch, man. I'm gonna make you moan like a Wookie.
This is great. You know, hold it. This starts to sound like an Orson Welles movie about a mad country. A country that's gone insane. That's why I loved it so much. I got to hand it to Clint, who put it together. Let's have a round of applause for Clint, who did this montage. The echo and the way you inserted it into the montage, Clint, would do justice to an Orson Welles movie about the end of the end of a nation, or shall I say, the end of a party. This is what you're listening to: the death throes of the Democrat Party. There, I.
Just the way you like it. Friends, these days when your suds jockey is unable to supply you with all the Pabst Blue Ribbon you like, keep on asking. For every single bottle you open, we'll live up to the same ice-cold standards of quality and taste. Yes, every bottle will be, as always, splendid, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. You will indulge in over 160 years of brewing tradition. This is America. This is Texas. This is Blue Ribbon Country.
Not adultery.
What do I need to do?
How many Apple devices do you have?
No, 13.
30?
13.
13, and what are they?
I have a Mac 7, I think it is. MacBook Pro, iPads versions 1, 2, and 3. I have an Apple iPhone 10, an Apple iPhone 8, an Apple iPhone 7, an Apple iPhone 6X. An Apple iPhone 5, an Apple iPhone 4, an old school pod. Definitely have at least two towers. I went to the grocery store last week, so I have like four apples to eat.
What, you have four apples?
Yeah.
What, do you have four apples? I'm sorry?
I got four apples to eat. It was a joke. Are you in Sri Lanka?
Just put all the 13 Apple devices in your fucking ass, you motherfucker, bitch.
Really? I'm calling Apple support on you.
Dude, that was great. What is this little run down the merry-go-round we're getting right now?
97WTN.
All right, rolling right along quickly. More of your phone calls. First, live to Dallas on for the ticket, our good friend Dan Paul. Dan, you know, y'all may have the professional franchises. Y'all may have this and that, but there ain't nothing like SEC football.
Well, it's a difficult conference, no doubt. I don't know if it has the Mountain West beat.
Anyway, have we learned anything else about TL? First of all, I want to thank you for making yourself available. You've got a job to do. We appreciate you making time for us here in God's country, Middle Tennessee.
Merkin, no problem.
So what do you got? Anything else on T.O.?
You know, basically the city is still abuzz here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I was talking to Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell just moments ago, and they seem to be getting the same reaction from people that the fans want to know if the Dallas Police Department is to blame, or should we blame the publicist, Kim Etheridge, and the 25 million reasons why T.O. shouldn't kill himself and yanking pills out of his mouth? Or are we blaming the Cowboys spin machine for coming out? And a lot of people think that they're not telling the truth.
Well, here's my take, and see if it's any good on this. The idea, boy, you don't hear that every day, do you? The idea that T.O. has made it an issue with him and the Dallas police, they're going to release that 911 tape, and then we'll find out who's telling the truth.
We are hearing that it could come out as early as today. You know, Fire and Rescue has to release that.
You know, with all due respect, and not to be seen as condescending or insulting, she looked a little rough.
Yeah, she definitely did.
She looked a little rough. She looked like she needed a couple pills.
But then again, she couldn't remember what had happened 12 hours earlier. But, you know, people are going to hear this 911 tape, and again, the police report makes it sound like she really was struggling with, you know, he's almost dying, my friend's going to die, I'm motorboating him, trying to get him back, reviving him, put my hand on his mouth.
What's the motorboating? What is that?
It's a technique that they use here in Dallas.
This is a family-friendly show.
It's a technique for reviving. You've seen it before, right?
No.
It's a mode of CPR almost, like where you take your lips and... It's to, I guess, push oxygen back into to the lungs. Is that right?
I guess that's where it goes.
I guess that depends if you've got pills in your mouth.
Dan Paul from Sports Radio, The Ticket, our Cumulus sister station. God bless you, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. What the heck?
Fly you away to the hell.
Clint is apparently now somewhere in a hot air balloon over
As you can hear, that's the burner of the balloon, yes.
Let's try this. How about a traffic report? There's your music. Go.
Hang on. Yes, sir? I can look. Hey, you know how you have that fear of the satellite thing in your backyard? That's pretty much me right now.
You know, most people don't have a fear of satellite things in their backyard.
I know. You just do.
Oh, that's right.
If you live in this house that I'm flying over right now.
Yes?
Hello down there! I am your leader! Bow to me! Sorry. Southbound 75 at exit 36 is moving a little slow. It just appears to be a normal rush hour traffic. Back to you, Jeffrey! I am your leader!
Okay, Clint. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He needs to just scream stimulating talk, yes. 570 KLIF. Listen.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
All the time.
All right, we'll get him on that. Right now, we'll take you to the Rock and Roll Minute, and then we'll take you to Addison. Guess what they do? I'll give it to you.
Ba-bam!
Mayonnaise jar.
It's the Christmas dragon, and I'm coming for Tom. Gonna spray him with my 6-foot...
Looking for a Sasquatch all the time.
Radio.
Hello. Is it the Nation?
It's the Nation, baby.
What's that?
It's the Nation. How are you?
The Nation.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, Les.
Yeah,
Lewis.
What do you got for me, Les?
Is this?
Yeah, it's.
Okay. I don't think, I wouldn't be a bit surprised that the liberals and Obama are behind this bombing or that poison on them people. They haven't been able to get them any other way. They're probably figuring that way they can get them. Okay?
All right. What was your name again?
Lewis.
All right, Lewis. Hey, so our secret off-the-air poll today, the question for the day is, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I don't have anything to do with Facebook.
No. What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I can't understand you.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Sasquatch?
I don't know. I don't really have any thoughts, I guess, on it.
You think it's a real creature?
What? Who in the hell is this?
What do you mean?
It sounds to me like it's Savage Nation.
No, it's Nation Savage. We're talking about the conflict in Syria, and we're talking about Sasquatch in America.
Well, I haven't heard nothing about that. I don't know nothing about it.
You don't know anybody that's ever said they've seen a Sasquatch?
I've heard that there's people that have, but they're probably just... some kind of, I don't know.
Drug addict?
Is Savage going to get this message?
Yes, sir. I'm going to let you speak with him right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on just a moment for me, brother.
I don't know nothing on earth that makes that noise.
Anthony Padilla is asking authorities to investigate what he first thought was a hunter in a ghillie suit on his wooded Midland property.
I gotta confront this guy. You know, I was a little nervous. He was like a basketball player mixed with a wrestler, football.
Padilla believes what he thought was a hunter is Bigfoot.
He started getting blurry. He started getting fuzzy. I see some antlers starting to evolve. Boom! He turned around. And it gave me a vision of a white deer's tail. Two hooves jump away from me, trying to make me forget what I seen.
Since the spiritual Bigfoot encounter years ago, Padilla has been leaving pizza boxes in the woods as bait.
Underground stories, the tales underground in bars, underground in the earth, the tales where they got the big giant people at, man. They do experiments with human parts and animal parts. What's going on now?
You are talking to me.
All right. Now, that's not a spaceman. It's a colossal space station between here and the moon. It's halfway between the moon and the Earth at all times. It's called L5. Langston 5. We used to call up there and tell them that space business should have broke down into Pacifica, Pacifica, California, 26 miles south. There's a sinkhole. And I think you're trying to escape out of the jail because the forces here don't have enough power to hold them. The giant people, okay? This is the spaceman out. Thank you.
Tim, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, brother. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, what are you going to say to first?
I'm going to say, did Satan put delay on my phone? And then I'm going to say, and... Tim Kellum carrying for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House, best major candidate, T-I-M space K-A-L-E-M-K-A-R-I-A-N.
Okay, and then what were your thoughts on Bigfoot?
You want me to talk about Bigfoot? I could say my wife's friend is a Bigfoot hunter.
And that's it? You don't know anybody that's seen one?
I don't know anyone who's seen one.
Anybody that's heard one?
I don't know anyone who's heard one.
Hmm. But you think that they're most likely spiritual?
It's possible that Bigfoot and aliens are actually demons.
What about ghosts?
Ghosts are probably demons.
Okay. What about, like vampires?
Those are probably demons.
What about werewolves?
Probably demons.
What about elves?
Probably demons.
What about gnomes?
Probably demons.
What about Thunderbird?
I don't know anything about those. Probably demons.
What about, like, dinosaurs and stuff?
Oh, those are probably animals that have demons in them.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you know, Jesus put the demons in the pigs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? 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 I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear.
I know it sounds strange. I'm a born-again believer and a prophet. I actually have seen Donald Trump's dreams, and I can reveal them to you and explain what's going on. I mean, and I know it sounds weird, but...
Wait a minute. That was a whole lot right there. Okay, first of all, who are you? What's your name?
My name is Maurice.
Maurice the Prophet?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Maurice the Prophet, right?
Well, they don't call me Maurice the Prophet, but I do have a prophetic gift by God.
So how did you end up seeing Donald Trump's dreams?
Well, I don't know. I just, God wanted me to see his dreams and reveal to the world what's really happened.
So what was he dreaming about? You didn't catch him on a stormy night, did you?
No, nothing like that. No. Specifically with regard to what God has shown him and asked him to do, something that he has not done yet. And unfortunately, he's chosen to go to war as opposed to obey God, and I can prove it.
Seems like that's what's happening.
You know, this whole issue is over Trump's pride.
Yeah.
God wants Trump to be humble before America and the world, and he won't do it. And this thing that they're doing with Stormy Daniels has totally turned his pride sideways, if you can understand what I'm saying. Unfortunately, the Bible talks about America's total annihilation by a Soviet-led coalition. And this happens after the total destruction of the palace in Damascus.
Now, wait a minute. What scripture talks about America and Russia?
Absolutely, yeah, Gog and Magog. In Ezekiel chapter 38, the fulfillment of that, it talks about... There's several verses in the Bible. You can go online. There's a lot of good teachings on it. But the truth of the matter is this. America is totally going to be annihilated, but we can buy ourselves a little time to repent. And I know it sounds weird. I do not want to dream the president's dreams. I would rather much dream my own dreams, which I don't. And I know this sounds weird, but I can verify this.
Right. Are you a member of the LDS Church?
No, sir. I'm not affiliated with any particular church or denomination. I'm a born-again believer who has a prophetic gift.
That's amazing. Hey, can I ask you, you know, sometimes, you know, I enjoy talking about spiritual things with people. Can I ask you just a really random question?
Sure.
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
On Bigfoot? Sir, I'm not calling your show to discuss anything like Bigfoot or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No, I understand. I'm just asking
there
you.
There are things that God has created that we are not fully aware of, but that's not the purpose of me calling. My purpose to call you today is to explain to you why Trump is going to war as opposed to...
No, I understand all that. I just was asking you just as if I was, hey, man, it's not that often that I get a few minutes with a prophet, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't know what the thing is called, but there are creatures out there similar to what's being described.
Have you seen any?
No, sir, I have not.
Do you ever see any of those, like, in your visions?
No, sir. No, I haven't seen anything like that. No Nephilims or anything like that, or the Nibiru or anything like that. All I see is the political situation in our world, a spiritual condition of our country. God specifically has asked Donald Trump to become humble before the world. And the Stormy Daniels thing, this is actually goes much deeper. Obama is actually controlling the deep state right now, causing this conflict.
Oh, really?
In the region. He's involved heavily. 100%.
Really?
We are about to be destroyed.
Have you ever seen those videos of those, like, chimpanzees smoking?
Sir, come on. I'm not joking around. This is serious. I mean, if you don't believe me or you don't want to take me serious, that's fine. But I'm trying to give America a warning, man. I'm not trying to be entertaining. I'm trying to give a message.
Right. You're serious.
Yes. I saw this a long time ago before it even happened, before the election, all that
that's
stuff.
That's what prophets do, you know.
I saw everything that happened before it even came out publicly in any news agency with regard to Obama, the election, the fraud that occurred, everything. I saw it years in advance.
How many other prophets are there in the world? Is there like there can only be so many at a time or what?
No, sir. I'm not aware of all of God's prophets, but he has had prophets since the beginning of time. The beginning of his...
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that. I just was wondering if there was like a...
Even the great King David was spoken to by God, you know, in dreams. What I'm trying to tell you is that God has warned Donald Trump. I'm not going to give you all the details because some of it is a little bit personal, but it's with regard to this Stormy Daniels thing, it's totally throwing things off track.
Right,
This thing in Syria is a false flag, 100%. Obama is behind this stuff.
Yeah. Probably demons, too.
He is in the picture. He's not in the country, and there's a reason for that.
Do you think Barack Obama may be a demon?
Barack Obama is the Antichrist.
Oh, that's for sure?
That is for sure.
Do you think Michelle Obama's a tranny?
Michelle Obama is a male.
Yeah.
What kind of demented soul profits from the flesh of the dead and destroys the living?
The Naked Witch.
Mercy! The most chilling, most terrifying motion picture you have ever seen. The shocker of all shockers in blood-curdling color.
The Naked Witch.
A terrifying story of satanic power and demonic evil. Filmed deep in a crocodile-infested Louisiana swamp.
Saul inquires of the Witch of Endor for revelation. She foretells his death, the death of his sons, and the defeat of Israel by the Philistines.
And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare, to fight with Israel. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not. Then said Saul unto his servants, There is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself, And they came to the woman by night. And he said, Divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And Samuel said to Saul,
Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?
And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Then said Samuel,
Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me.
Ye are the creature underneath your bed, the footsteps in an empty hallway, the scratching at your chamber door. This is okay, talk.
Costumes and rewind their minds, and in the end they desert us.